Hello, it's Richard here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Ree Chakraborty. We continue our news items, which include how thousands more drivers are caught speeding in Norfolk and Suffolk, and the Rail Minister visits Norwich. But first, a young computer hacker made a data fortune. A 19-year-old used his computer skills to steal people's personal data and sell it on to criminals, raking in digital funds worth thousands of pounds. Norwich Crown Court heard that Elliot Gunton was convicted of hacking TalkTalk when he was 16 and was described in court as an, quote, extremely able and skilled, unquote, hacker. He has denied five new counts, including charges under the Computer Misuse Act 1990 and money laundering, which are alleged to have taken place between April 2017 and 2018. Kevin Barry, prosecuting, said, "The defendant took complex and sophisticated measures to conceal or cover up his activity online." The court heard that police were monitoring Gunton's computer when they discovered that he was profiting from selling hacked data. Gunton claimed that he received the money by trading in cryptocurrency, a form of digital money. The trial continues.
Visitors to Great Yarmouth's waterways will see a return of one of its most iconic features when it reopens later on this year. A team of volunteers led by craftsman Kelvin Thatcher are restoring the former boat figureheads, which will see the winged horse, the cow and the fish return to the Grade 2 listed seafront attraction. The work to bring back one of the Venetian waterway's most loved features is part of Great Yarmouth's Borough Council's £2.7 million project, which hopes to re-establish the waterway as one of the town's most popular features. The figureheads, made of mahogany, were added in 1956 to the electric gondolas, which were used to take families around the lake of the site. Mr. Thatcher, aged 68, who is a conservator, has spent the last three weeks rubbing the boat heads down ready for painting, as well as filling in small cavities. He said, to quote, "The waterways is a really lovely project because people have a lot of fond memories of it. It has been great working with a team of volunteers, and I am really looking forward to seeing the figureheads all finished. When you see the quality of the sculptures upon finishing, it makes the hard work worthwhile."
A Norwich pub has been turned into an Art Deco cinema, complete with cabaret and velvet drapes. The old brewery room at the Reindeer Pub on Dereham Road has been transformed by Norwich-based theatre set designer and artist Matt Nunn. The sold-out Grand Little Electric Picture Palace is showing the two silent feature films, Steamboat Bill Jr. and 1 AM by Charlie Chaplin, as well as live cabaret.
Thousands more drivers were caught speeding in Norfolk and Suffolk last year, as figures reveal a postcode lottery for detection rates across the UK. A study commissioned by the RAC Foundation shows the number of speeding drivers caught in England and Wales is up to 167 times higher in some areas than others. Police in Norfolk and Suffolk caught a combined total of almost 93,000 speeders in the years 2017 to 2018, the seventh highest detection rate in England and Wales last year. In 2016 to 2017, the figure stood at 88,500. Inspector John Chapman of the Norfolk and Suffolk Roads Armed Policing Team said, "We are committed to reducing the number of people killed or seriously injured on Norfolk and Suffolk's roads. This is done through enforcement campaigns, education, or the use of fixed and mobile cameras. Speed is one of the fatal four offences, making you more likely to be killed or seriously injured in a collision, along with drink and driving, driving without a seatbelt, and driving while using a mobile phone." He said the force continuously reviews its proactive patrols, using data to target the most vulnerable locations, and that speed limits are in place for a reason, to reduce casualties and to keep the roads safe for everyone.
Footballers are notorious for their flash tastes in bling, living lavish lifestyles to match their eye-watering wages. But Argos-loving Norwich City winger Onel Hernandez, whose goal against Middlesbrough put the Canaries within touching distance of Premiership glory, was snapped toasting his success in an altogether more modest way. Instead of hitting glitzy casinos, the Cuban-born German chose to have a ball on the 2p slot machines in seaside Hemsby, a haven for trippers looking for traditional seaside fun on a budget. And who can blame him?
The Rail Minister says a new compensation scheme for rail users was not rolled out as a distraction from the delays and cancellations faced by passengers. Rail operator Greater Anglia introduced its new Delay Repay Scheme, DR15, which will mean passengers travelling on the network will be able to claim back 25% of a single fare when a service is delayed by 15 to 29 minutes, regardless of the cause of delay. Visiting Norwich to mark the launch of the new scheme, Andrew Jones, Minister responsible for railways at the Department for Transport, said the new scheme was all about having a much more customer-centred railway. And when asked whether passengers would see the new scheme as a distraction from ongoing rail improvements and delays, he said it was part of a bigger change across the network, including new trains and four faster services on the main line to London. To quote, "Here in East Anglia, we're seeing a complete fleet renewal, starting this summer and rolling through 2020, so it's a major step change. Are people looking for the change quicker? Yes, absolutely. I entirely agree with them, but we can't do everything at once."
Two more park runs are planned in Norfolk as the number of runners taking part nudges the 4,000 mark. 16 adult and 3 junior runs have been set up around the county since the first 10 participants got on their marks in Galston 10 years ago. Some 3,500 adults and 369 juniors now join in each weekend at locations as diverse as Holcombe Hall and Wayland Prison. Andrew Lane, Regional Event Support Ambassador for organiser Park Run UK, said there will soon be new runs at Sloughbottom Park in Norwich and a junior run in Lakenham. Retired accountant Mr. Lane, 62, from Wyndham, said, "I used to live in Teddington, London, and I was one of the 13 runners at the very first park run in October 2004. There were no grand plans at all. No one had any idea it would grow like this. They are all nice places to run with no worries about traffic. Also, 5 kilometres is the perfect distance, long enough to be a challenge, but short enough for everyone to have a go. Events are formed by local demand rather than national body. Anyone setting up a new run must pay £3,000 to register with Park Run UK. The one-off charge covers the cost of laptop, scanners and other equipment needed to time runners' performance." Mr. Lane said that Active Norfolk had covered half the cost of runs, with local councils providing the balance.
Now to Information Desk.